More fun from Garner State Park, where we're celebrating the Civilian Conservation Corps. Once again, John Tatum of Mission Tejas State Park is going to talk to us about some of the drilling mechanisms that were used, specifically augers and drills. John?
Drills have been around for a long time. This has been around for hundreds of years. Stone Age men used drills like this, but CCC didn't, nor did they use the pod auger, which came one of the early drills. But later, they came up with a T-handle auger, such as the Jennings bit, and also the Irwin bit, which the Jennings bit has two flutes that go all the way to the top. The Irwin has two that start, but one of them fizzles out and only has one going up. And this is a more effective drill. Now, your T-handle augers generally came one auger, one T-handle. And these are that way. But then somebody came up with the idea of putting a handle where you could change the bits. And so you only need one handle and a number of bits. And both of these are that type. This one having a ratchet that allows you to ratchet the drill. Probably didn't use that in the CCC, but they probably use this type here. And we have Cindy, who's going to show us how the T-handle auger was used. Now you have a guide screw on the end of the auger down there that is pulling the blade, the cutting edges, into the wood itself. Now strangely, this bit, the horns face up, which keeps the wood from tearing out, but your Irwin bits have the horns that point down and cut the circle before the blade gets to it. And you see how...
How's it going, Cindy?
It's pretty slow going. I'm kind of missing my gas drill right now. But this is nice. It's nice and quiet. Peaceful.
Now, John, here's the proverbial obvious question. Augers were used to drill holes.
Right.
All kinds of holes.
Bingo. In wood.
In wood.
Yes. You had to use a different type of drill to drill in metal.
Mm-hmm.
And stone, of course, you use them completely different.
So, Cindy, thinking about comparing the work you're doing with AmeriCorps and American Youth Works now to what the guys in CCC might have had to do, what do you think?
I think we do similar work, and we help improve the state parks, but I think they had a lot more physical labor that they had to endure, mm-hmm. whereas we have, you know, some...
Help.
Yeah, exactly. I really have a great respect for the work.
Some fossil fuel help.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of puts everything in perspective, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Do you understand now why they always say, the CCC boys say, we went in as boys and came out men?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Our next tool and final tool of the day we're going to demonstrate is a flow.
Fro.
I'll get it right. Flow, fro, one letter's off.
F-R-O-E.
F-R-O-E. And John's going to explain how this works. And my friend Joshua is going to demonstrate. Josh is going to demonstrate the use of the fro.
Okay.
All right, show me what's going on, John. Shingles?
Okay, the fro is a cutting tool that the cutting edge is on the bottom. You sharpen it on both sides, and the blade is still dull as a fro. Because you're splitting shingles, you don't want to cut the wood because wood is straws, and if you cut the fiber and you cut it on an angle, then the water will soak through and drip on your head in the house. Now, if you'll hold this right here.
Yeah.
No?
Like
yeah, just like that. And then you take the fro club, which was usually hand chopped out of a tree limb or a trunk, and this is the fro club. Anybody could join. Now let's get down here behind this block, and we're going to set that fro right here.
Just kind of right here. Like
just
that.
Like that, and then you're going to hit it.
Far away? So
nope, that's fine.
Right there?
You're
going
to hit it right there, just hard as you can with this.
All right, you ready?
Go for
as hard
it.
As I can.
Hard as you can. And as you drive it
in. Oh, there we go.
If it got stuck in the wood, then you can pull it to and push it fro, hence the name fro. Let's see. Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
You got it right.
Good job.
Okay, here we go. Maybe one more for you?
Yeah, do another one.
Just for good measure, about right there?
Right there.
See anything
you hit it hard.
Swipe?
See if you can. Two. Had a knot in the middle,
though.
Oh,
that's right. We'll blame it on the knot.
We'll blame it on the knot.
I got two, though. That's not bad.
Josh, I've just gotten off the phone with the lovely Miss Becky, and we need 6,000 of those by 5.
Is that all? 6,000?
Yeah, 6,000. That'll do.
Ironically, this was a children's job. If you're in the house and you're causing Mama too much trouble, she sends you to the woodshed. And you didn't get supper till she got a pile of shingles. And how big was a pile of shingles? Well, depends on how bad you were. So she determines how big the pile is going
to
be.
Joshua, wow. Talk to me about your reaction. Yeah, let me hold it.
Okay.
Just talk to me about your reaction about doing this kind of work by hand. How do you think this compares with what you do compares with what the guys in the civilian conservation?
Yeah, I'm actually involved in CVB, which is working on houses, and we've been tearing up road base to put in a driveway, and I can relate to the hand tools, but I just know it is so demanding. You know, it's just, if that's all you do, we do that for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, if these guys are in here doing this all the time, that's
for months and years.
I can't help but have the deepest respect for that. I mean, just your average just muscle just aches, you know.
Well, and as people, it certainly reorients our work ethic, our approach to a work ethic, and what really constitutes good work.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you have a whole new appreciation for everything. You see people working on highways, anything, and so many. Now with all this new awareness, I can go in these parks and realize that that the manual labor that went in these places, everyone should feel real, real thankful
for all the work they did.
Well, great job, young man. John, thank you for the good demonstrations.